Well, Afghan officials say the Taliban have killed at least 18 soldiers and members of special forces in the western province of Farah. Several soldiers were also wounded when Taliban militants attacked a military outpost in Balabaluk district. Afghan authorities say fierce fighting broke out between the two sides, leading to an army airstrike that killed more than two dozen militants. A Taliban spokesman tweeted that 53 of the group's commandos were either killed or wounded. The deadly battle comes only a day after 20 Afghan soldiers were killed in a Taliban attack in Tahar province on Friday. Joining us live now from Kabul is Mr. Fahim Dashti, who is a political analyst. Mr. Dashti, thanks for joining us. Why, Mr. Dashti, do you think the Taliban is still so strong in Afghanistan, even so many years after the U.S. invasion and occupation?
Well, I think they are not as strong as they were in 2015 or 16. But it seems that they are just choosing new kind of tactics in order to fight the Afghan security forces. In 2016, they were attacking main cities in at least 8 different provinces, where they didn't succeed to occupy any of those cities. In 2017, they were focusing mostly on big explosions. Such as explosions in Kabul city and other cities. For 2018, seems that they are targeting isolated posts of the Afghan security forces. But from the other hand, as the security forces of Afghanistan just announced late last week, they have planned to target the strongholds of Taliban and other terrorist groups in order to reduce the capacity of Taliban and others to run their plans for 2018.
Mr. Dashti, I wonder, you know, there is talk of peace talks with the Taliban of some sort. Do you think the solution lies in accepting the Taliban and bringing them into the political fold?
I think from the Afghan government side, their position is quite clear now. They are offering unconditional peace. But I do believe that we have to wait for a while, at least to the middle of end of 2018, to see the momentum in the battlefield. If the Afghan security forces succeed to get the momentum there in the battlefield, then we can expect Taliban to come to peace negotiation. Otherwise, if Taliban get the momentum and they raise their presence in the battlefield and succeed to defeat somehow Afghan security forces, I don't think that they will be ready to engage in any peace talks.
All right, Mr. Dashti, we'll leave there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.